Because my daughter has no voice. She was murdered last week and she was taken from us. Shot 9 times on the 3rd floor. We, as a country, failed our children. This shouldn't happen. We go to the airport. I can't get on a plane with a bottle of water, but we leave it. Some animal could walk into a school and shoot our children. It's just not right, and we need to come together as a country and work on what's important, and that's protecting our children in the schools. That's the only thing that matters right now. Everyone has to come together and not think about different laws. We need to come together as a country, not different parties, and figure out how we protect the schools. It's simple. It's not difficult. We protect airports. We protect concerts, stadiums, embassies, the Department of Education that I walked in today that has a security guard in the elevator. How do you think that makes me feel? In the elevator, they got a security guard. I'm very angry that this happened, because it keeps happening. 9/11 happened once, and they fixed everything. How many schools, how many children have to get shot? It stops here with this administration and me. I'm not gonna sleep until it's fixed. And Mr. President, we're gonna fix it. Because I'm gonna fix it. I'm not gonna rest. And look at my boys need to live with this. I want to see everyone. You guys look at this. Me, I'm a man, but to see your children go through this, bury their sister. So that's what I keep saying this, because I want it to sink in, not forget about this. We can't forget about it. All the school shootings, it doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed, because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now. And it stops. We all work together and come up with the right idea. And it's school safety. It's not about gun laws right now. That's another fight, another battle. Let's fix the schools, and then you guys can battle it out whatever you want. But we need our children safe. Monday, tomorrow, whatever day it is, your kids are going to go to school. You think everyone's kids are safe? I didn't think it was going to happen to me. If I knew that, I would have been at the school every day if I knew it was that dangerous. It's enough. Let's get together, work with the president, and fix the schools. That's it. No other discussions. Security, whatever we have to do. Get the right people, the consultants. These are our commodities, man. I'm never going to see my kid again. I want you all to know that. Never, ever will I see my kid. That's how. I want it to sink in. It's eternity. My beautiful daughter, I'm never going to see again. And it's simple. It's not, we could fix it.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess beggars can't be choosy.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Mike McMarin for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. You know, I listened to Andrew Pollack, and you know what I know in my heart? We're one day closer to more kids being killed in another school because schools won't take action. And what do you say to those parents? So, you know, and watching the thing in Florida, I think it just gets worse every day. You know, there's an article out, I think in the Miami Herald today, about, you know, police saying that they didn't have the means to arrest, detain, or otherwise deal with this kid. And you have law enforcement officers from all over the region saying that's ridiculous. They could have stepped in. When you make threats like that? So, I don't know. If you're on a school board someplace, how do you not spend the money to secure your schools? How do you not go home at night and say, you know what? If this were to happen at one of our schools after this, and we're screaming again about this, that these kids, these children can't go to school and not be shot. That guy's daughter shot 9 times. So anyway, sad. You know, and this look, we can have a discussion about guns, but that doesn't secure the school. Again, Columbine done with shotguns, Virginia Tech done with a pistol, a 9mm. So the gun discussion can happen later. You know, we have a problem at our schools. The problem is that these events last less than 5 minutes and it takes the police 8 minutes to get there. That's the problem. So whether you, I completely sympathize with everybody that wants gun-free schools. Yeah, so do I. And I want to eat chocolate cake and not get fat. But it doesn't work like that. But for some reason, we think it's within our prerogative not to provide security at our schools. After what, 24 separate school shooting incidents after Columbine? I don't know. And again, God, you know, what do you say to the next parents that it happens to? Yeah, you know, we didn't think it would happen to us, so we didn't take any action. Yeah, well, we really want a gun-free zone. I'm sorry. So, anyway, tell you what we're going to do. Let me make a quick comment on for those of you who watched Chain of Command last night. I started getting emails last night. I don't know what time it airs, Eastern time. But I started getting text messages and emails last night about it. And it was, you know, an amazing coincidence that the Chain of Command was filming in Niger prior to 4 Special Forces soldiers being ambushed and killed in that incident we now are all familiar with. And so you get a chance to see them alive, eating, joking, laughing, doing demolitions. And I think, for everybody, for all of us, it's that kick in the stomach that you feel when you're seeing guys that you know are going to be dead. Or for those of us who've been in that situation, the kick in the stomach you feel when you get the call that, you know, we've located them, they're all KIA. And then they showed the memorial service in the last program last night. And I will tell you that I think it's important that the American public get its face shoved in that. I think it's important that curtain get pulled back and it gets made personal. Because this is not going away. Okay? This whole Islamic fundamental thing, it is not going away. And the American people simply can't say, yeah, we're going to fold our tent and we're going home. Because they are coming for you. And I know people don't want to hear that. There's a lot of people that are tired of it. And there's nobody more tired of it than the people that fight it. But if you spend any time around them, their philosophy, you read their interrogations, their purpose is not to stay in Afghanistan. Their purpose is to export this around the world. Their purpose is not to stay in a remote region of Syria. Their purpose is to export this around the world. And at the top of the list is the United States and Americans. And so, I mean, that brings back bad memories of bad days. You know, days that you go to bed and you can't sleep. And it's and you wonder why, you know, when you come home and people look at you and say, hey, you look like shit. Yeah, I mean, I tried to eat right and PT, but it's a fair amount of stress. When every day you know that if you know if your job and if you're involved in the killing and the medevacing trying to save people on a daily basis, you know that, you know, that if you make a mistake or if you allow somebody to go someplace they're not supposed to go, or if something isn't supported well and you had a chance to take a look at it and didn't raise the appropriate questions, somebody might get dead. Or they might lose a part of their body forever. And the reason it happened is because you didn't take a look at something you should have looked at. Or you had a question, but, you know, you got busy with something else and then you didn't ask it. So the pressure to be thorough, right, to give everything that comes through you the appropriate level of scrutiny, so that when you put your head on your pillow at night, you can go to sleep without the burden of, without the unforgiving burden, without the unforgiving burden that people live with, that those deputies in Florida will live with. And that is through my negligence, through my inaction, somebody else died. And there's nobody that can lift that burden from you. So you work your ass off every day, you know, to make sure, especially if you're in a position where you oversee operations and things like that, that, you know, everything is tied together. That when people go in harm's way. And so the curtain, National Geographic, I thought did an outstanding job and kudos to the Department of Defense for giving them the access they gave them. And, you know, just a horrible coincidence that they had filmed in Niger prior to that event. But I think, again, it's important for people to see and feel what that's like. You know, you get a chance to see these guys so vibrant, so alive, laughing, joking, eating spaghetti, and then know that their days on the planet were numbered when you're watching that, and that they would die essentially in an ambush. So I if you haven't seen it, I would tell you to get on your DirecTV, or if you're smart enough to have Google's YouTube TV, which I have for $35 a month. Yeah, let me just tell you how the Google TV, the YouTube TV experiment's going in my house. It impacts me not one bit. It has impacted me not one bit. You buy those little Chromecast things, you stick them on the back of your HDMI inlet on your TV. You walk in to watch TV, and you boom it up on the TV, and I watch everything. The news, Chain of Command on National Geographic is on there, all the news channels, the ESPN channels. I watched the Kings come back last night and beat the Las Vegas Knights. Yeah, down 2-0 with 12 minutes left in the game. Scored one goal on a power play, scored another one with 11 seconds left, tied it up, and then won it in overtime. So, yeah, watch that. Actually watch that this morning. because once you say you're interested in it, they record it. They let you know that it's recorded. So if you haven't checked out YouTube TV, I would check it out. But Chain of Command is on that, all 8 episodes. Montana Man was asking how many episodes are in it. There's 8 of them. I hope National Geographic continues doing that because it was incredibly well done. And I think in the spirit and history of documentaries, there is no narrator. There is some text that does scene setting, but the images tell the story. And in the last episode, you know, you see the anguish in Afghanistan of an argument between, I believe it's a new officer that's been in a unit for 90 days, somebody in the unit that's pushing back on his observations, and then a very senior member, I think it's a sergeant major, who's saying, I can't see any more guys in this unit get killed, the 215th Corps. I can't. And what the argument was about privilege given to certain members of the unit because of who their families are, that they get to leave and go home. So, but you get a front row seat to all of that. And then, you know, in the last episode, there's this kind of contrast between at Fort Bragg, Special Forces, Green Berets. You know, and I think the other thing that is interesting, I think illuminating for a lot of people is, you know, we say Special Forces now, and everybody immediately defaults to Delta Force, Rangers, SEALs, right? Those direct action guys. But the Special Forces moniker, name, if you will, is much broader than that. And Green Berets have been doing what they do under the guise of Special Forces for a long time. And what do? They train and assist, right? They tend to be in ungoverned or loosely governed places on the planet. They live a Spartan existence, right? In the segment if those of you that have just watched it, right, they buy their groceries out in town. They were talking about, the cook was talking about slaughtering a cow. And why were they in Africa? Why were they in Niger? They're in Niger because Niger is kind of the crossroads in Central Africa for all these different organizations, right? The Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, and Niger is a crossroads, whether they wanted to be or not. So there's a memorial service that's being prepared. And you're watching that, and then throughout the episode, you see video of the 4 soldiers that were killed. And I think it's good that the country sees that, and I think it's good that everybody feels that kick in the stomach and that emptiness. That, you know, that family lost their father, 2 children and 1 on the way. You know, his wife lost a husband, and then. And then I think of this quote. When I see that sacrifice, I think of this quote.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars.
How can you raise your hand to support, defend the Constitution and not pass a budget? How do you do that? How do you hurt when you're fighting a war? How do you hurt the entity that's fighting the war? What kind of elected representatives do that? And it's the same kind of elected representatives that sit on school boards that won't protect schools, and then go to a memorial service and tell a parent they're heartbroken about what happened. If you have the means, if you're in a position to influence and you have a vote, and you don't do everything in your power to do the right thing, to compromise so that these things can happen, then you're not worthy of the oath that you take. You're not worthy of the people that are out there fighting for this country. In my opinion, you're a piece of garbage. So, with that said, United States Marine Corps band makes it official this morning. Hello. And good morning to you. And this is dedicated to the producers of the National Geographic special, The Chain of Command. And, it takes, I think, a lot to go film what we do around the world and refrain yourself from constant commentary on whether you think it's bad or you don't think it's bad. And I think that they successfully did that. So a tip of the helmet to them. This is dedicated to them.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Check the weather in Marineland. Currently sunny at 47 in Quantico, sunny 55 at Camp Lejeune, foggy in 55 at Granbury, Texas. Montana's got sun and 19 degrees. Let's see. Clouds at 42 in 29 Palms, clouds at 46 at Pendleton, dark cloudy 67 in Okinawa. A few clouds, 66 in Marja, at the home of All Marine Radio, cloudy and 46 degrees. Looking for rain today, and a high of 56. Something's wrong when the high is in the 50s in California. What is up with this garbage? Yeah, rain in 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny in 61. And on Thursday, partly sunny in 61. Good God. It's a joke. All right, we'll check these headlines after the explosion. And then, again, just a teaser. You'll hear the conclusion of an awesome interview that I did with Jim Bathurst. So part three of the interview, you heard parts one and two yesterday. If you missed it, make sure you listen to it. His career is... An incredibly interesting career, dotted by great staff NCOs who raised him. But high school dropout, from private to gunny, and then commissioned from second lieutenant to colonel. And just a teaser to parts one and two. He got a letter from the Marine Corps after he was commissioned. I think he's a first lieutenant captain. And the email says... you are the only officer in the Marine Corps that has not completed high school. Please, at your soonest, please come get your high school degree. So he did. Then he got his college degree and was retained as an officer. One of only, I think, 45 out of somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000. Staff NCOs that were commissioned, one of 45 that was, that retained his commission and then rose to the rank of colonel. So you'll hear part three of that interview coming up at about 30 minutes, 28 minutes to be exact. And then, hopefully the gunner will join us. We'll check in with him and see how he's feeling today. So, sit back, relax, enjoy the morning. We'll check news headlines. Around the Department of Defense, more of All Marine Radio coming up on this Tuesday, right after Bobby Nielsen.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light, put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Sky.
You know, it's been kind of interesting to watch in the aftermath of what's going on in Florida, the sheriff down there. And during the break, I just heard some audio that, you know, he doesn't think he's responsible for what happened. That his responsibility is not the performance of the people, but that he makes sure that they're trained. And, you know, he gives them a badge, he gives them a gun, he gives them the training, but it's not his responsibility how they perform. And you listen to it, and you go back to, like your first week at officer candidate school, when you hear everything your unit does or fails to do is your responsibility. That's how broad your job is. That's how deep your responsibility runs. And honestly, it's to hear him, it's just mind blowing. Now I know he's a politician and all that, but good God, you know, he needs to go away. He needs to quit. He needs to get fired is what he needs to do. So let me play it. It's a little bit of audio from Fox here. All right. Hold on. I got to get my act together.
Anybody. Then they bragged about arrests being down in Broward schools by 60-some, 70%. And the reality is we know that they're committing these felonies and nobody's getting arrested. So he's investigating whether that was at issue, because the kid, this killer, bought in bullets and he bought in knives and nothing was done. And so all of these investigations, by his own admission, he's investigating those people, but he won't say he's going to investigate himself or hold himself to account.
He's
going to call his work amazing.
He's been asked that a couple of times and asked...
This is Bill Hemmer, and this is a few minutes ago. But think about the most basic things you got taught as a leader, whether you were a corporal, a lance corporal in charge of a fire team. You were responsible for everything these jackasses do and everything they don't do. And I remember that. Like, I'm okay being responsible for everything they do. Yeah, I guess. But what is this everything they don't do as well? Yeah, that's on you, too. Wait a minute. How about we talk about this? Can we dial that one back? Yeah, that's a heavy burden, right? So listen to this audio. It's mind-blowing.
We're unable to resign a couple times, including this moment from 2 days ago. Here's how he answered that.
I'm the sheriff. My name's on the door. The people responsible are the ones who took the calls and didn't follow up on them, as it was with the FBI, as it was with any person. Leaders are responsible for the agency, but leaders are not responsible for a person. I gave him a gun. I gave him a badge. I gave him the training. If he didn't have the heart to go in, that's not my responsibility.
What do you think of that?
I'll tell you what I think of that. I think that's a load of shit, man. I think fire him yesterday. It is your responsibility. Because obviously your training failed. Right? Obviously your deputies failed when they went out there. Is this a trend or is it just me? Okay? The first people into that building were police officers from the city of Doral. I mean, what the hell? But it's not your responsibility. Love getting that. You know what? Let me tell you, that's not even getting the X-Acto knife out, right? And cutting it finely. That's getting a meat cleaver or a K-bar out and going, yeah, that ain't me. That's not on me. As he investigates his entire department on their conduct from allegation. Again, more allegations. The kid brought ammunition. The kid brought knives. And nothing was done. You had all these tips and nothing was done. You know? And, again, we have a problem with the American FBI. And that needs to get unscrewed, too. And again, I cannot imagine being a parent and it's not like this kid didn't stick out. To say he stuck out like a sore thumb is not even appropriate. It was like a sore foot. It was like a swollen, sore, infected leg. That's how he stuck out. A thumb? No, God, no. Right? It wasn't even close to being a thumb. So, anyway, just, yeah. You know, but you know what? I guess if you don't look at it like that, then you have to look internally. And that's probably a tough look that a guy like him would not want to make. He's a politician at the end of the day. Elected position. Sheriff. But somebody ought to fire his ass yesterday and put an end to this. And then he ought to be investigated, and his entire chain of command ought to be investigated about who made the decisions on. Otherwise, what you'd have is what you're describing is like all this went on and nothing happened. And again, I think I'll find the article right now. Let me just go to the Miami Herald. MiamiHerald.com. The article is about the Drudge Report is reporting. This is in red at the top of the Drudge Report right now. World exclusive, Tuesday, February 27, 2018 at 10:05 a.m. Eastern Time. Just 1 year into his presidency, Trump will stun the political world today by announcing he is running for re-election in 2020. Digital guru Brad Parscale, P-A-R-S-C-A-L-E, will be named campaign manager. The Drudge Report has learned. The bold move comes 980 days before Election Day. A historical record. Obama announced 582 days out. More developing. Okay, but that's not what I'm looking for. That's what I just found. Stand by. All right, here's the story. Yeah, and as they're getting as one would imagine, now as they get out the white hot spotlight and crawl up the asses of this sheriff's department. There was a lot more interaction. There was a lot more interaction than one would have thought. All right. The headline on the story is shooter could have faced charges before the massacre had cops done their jobs, experts say. It's in the Miami Herald. You can find it there. The dateline is February 23rd. And what it does is it goes around to different law enforcement, prosecutors, police officers, and talks about the violations that were reported that the sheriff said that, well, there was nothing that rose to an offense, so we need more power. And that they had everything they needed to charge this guy. So, anyway, it's in the Miami Herald. Headline is, shooter could have faced charges before the massacre had cops done their job. So, you know, I mean, to the families, that every day more and more headlines come out. I mean, for instance, let me just read you a few today. Parkland first responder. I was told to stand down. What? Deputies told not to go in the school. Florida shooter could have faced charges before the massacre had cops done their job. That one I just told you about. Police responded to 45 calls. Sheriff's claims 23. So, anyway. We'll check Marine Corps headlines. Not nearly as disturbing. Marine Corps delays opening of a new hard labor camp in Okinawa. Kind of an interesting story, you know, as a means of something short of going to the brig. We used to have correctional custody. It was, you know, it was kind of like this thing that you did in order not to go to the brig. Okay. Senior Marine Corps officials have delayed the opening of a controversial correctional unit on Okinawa, Japan, where Marines who get in trouble will do hard labor, including breaking rocks with sledgehammers. The new Correctional Custody Unit, or CCU, at Camp Hansen, Okinawa, was initially scheduled to open its doors on Valentine's Day, but plans changed and the opening was pushed back until May 2nd, according to Marine Corps Installation Pacific. It's been several years since the Marine Corps last operated a Correctional Custody Unit, which invokes images of menial labor with Marines sweating in the hot sun, pounding piles of rocks into small pieces, a characterization military officials have told Marine Corps Times is inaccurate. Marine officials say the purpose of CCU is to help rehabilitate junior Marines who would otherwise be separated from the service for relatively minor offenses. It's a tool for commanders to hold on to personnel who still may be valuable to the Corps, with slight adjustments to attitude and behavioral problems. Quote, this will provide an opportunity for good Marines to recover from a slight misstep, as well as return to the ranks free of stigma with an opportunity for redemption, said Chief Warrant Officer Brian Shepard, the brig commanding officer at Camp Butler, Japan, said in a press release. Compared to the alternatives such as administrative separation, babysitting, restriction, extra duty, and forfeiture, CCU has the capability to really motivate a Marine and produce a far more fit, disciplined, capable, and fired-up Marine back into the ranks. Yeah, the old CCU wasn't designed to be motivational. It was designed to be punitive. But what 3MEF is trying to come up with is some kind of motivational, more structured, right, more discipline with weekly counselings in order to get Marines back on the right track. So kind of an interesting little concept. Restriction is not motivating. Extra duties are not motivating. Okay. So, correctional custody, designed to be motivational in nature. Went over the story, again, thoughts and prayers to the family of the flight surgeon that was killed at Camp Pendleton. Another interesting story, Marine Raiders don't want any M27s. How about that? The Commandant just put them in the hands of the infantry. Marine Raiders don't want to follow suit. The Marine Corps Special Operations Command is taking a pass on the M27 after reviewing the new automatic rifle during its initial development. Simply put, the elite Marines are not impressed with the rifle's ability to plug any existing gaps in firepower, and they found the weapon's 16-inch barrel too long. As of right now, the M27 doesn't provide an additional capability or advantage over the M4. With SOCOM upper receiver group as a standard rifle carried by Raiders, said Major Nicholas Manwiller, a Marine Corps Special Operations Command spokesman. Interesting. Raiders won't be using it at all. That's in part due to the difference in mission sets between Grunts and Marines with Special Operations Command. The M27 isn't compatible with the Raiders' need to field a shorter barrel and the IAR's volume of fire isn't suitable for how MARSOC employs its raiders on the battlefield. Given the smaller size of our operational unit, CM249's volume of fire provides a greater tactical benefit than the advantages provided by the M27, Manweiler said. The maneuverability and handling of the weapon in a confined space like a ship during VBSS, visit, board, search, and seizure, or a tight building is benefited greatly with a shorter barrel. Have to think of the added 5 inches you get with a suppressor, which has become and will continue to be standard equipment for MARSOC units for the foreseeable future. You throw a 6-inch suppressor at the end of a 16-inch IAR, and you pretty much have a medieval pike. All right, no need to get nasty. So, yeah, interesting story from the Raiders. They're not interested in the M27. First openly transgender recruit signs military service contract. Now, kind of waiting to see what happens out of the White House. Secretary of Defense delivered his recommendations last, I believe, on either Saturday or early Sunday morning. And then we're waiting to see what the president will announce. So instead of a transgender policy, he announced that he's running for re-election. That's right. That's right. Boom. All right. Let's see. Black History Month continues. No details yet on how the president will pay for his military parade. And then two stories continue to run on Marine Corps Times. One is the commander of the 1st Marine Division, Eric Smith. And again, he was pretty aggressive in his hazing guidance. He was pretty animated when he believed that, you know, young Lance Corporals were defying his guidance. And so he's been rebuked. In terms of his personal interest. I have trouble with that. You know, look at what's become of the United States Navy as they go down the road to being a more civilized service. Look at that crap. You know, you have another, you know, LSD, meth ring at the Naval Academy. Yeah, like all the midshipmen, according to one story, were piss tested last Friday, Saturday. So, anyway. So, again, General Smith may have misstepped, but you need that kind of... what would that court have said when General Barrow said, get him out of here? Oh, you're violating their rights. Those racists, those drug people... They have rights. They need to stay in the Marine Corps. Yeah. Yeah, I got problems with that. Top 5 story, Saudi King replaces military commanders as Yemen war lingers on. Yeah, how about that? Saudi Arabia replaced top military commanders, including the chief of staff and the heads of the ground and air forces, the latest overhaul of traditional power centered in the oil-rich kingdom. So, yeah. Yeah, Saudi Arabia changed a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see if anything swings back in terms of no reason was given for the changes, which were announced in a series of late-night royal decrees approved by King Salman on Monday. Several civilian officials, including deputy ministers, were also replaced. The king and his son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS, have also sought to tighten their grip at home, consolidating powers that were once shared among an extended royal family. And that's been a lot of people locked up in the Ritz-Carlton in Riyadh. So, changes at the top of the Saudi military. Number two story is a story about the CCU unit in Okinawa. Number three, the Air Force's top uniform leader said that it's only a matter of years before the U.S. fights from space. Yeah. Chief of Staff of the Air Force, David Goldfein, general type, went on to press the famously plane-focused service to, quote, embrace space superiority with the same passion and sense of ownership as we approach the air superiority today. That's right. Spacemen. It's finally here. That's right. It's finally here. A couple stories about John Kelly. He's in the news again. Kelly meets at White House with veterans group on VA chaos. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly met with veterans groups Monday on the status of VA Secretary David Shulkin and the ongoing turmoil at the agency over Shulkin's charges that he is being undermined by Trump administration political appointees. The meeting at the White House included the advocacy group Concerned Veterans for America, which several of the major veterans organizations have charged is in league with the efforts to oust Shulkin and outsource VA health care, according to a source familiar with the meeting. The meeting with retired Marine General Kelly included the executive directors of the so-called Big Six Veterans Service Organizations, the American Legion, VFW, Disabled American Veterans, AMVETS, and the Paralyzed Veterans of America. Also attending were CVA, that is Concerned Veterans of America, Military Officers Association of America, the Vietnam Veterans of America, and the Wounded Warrior Project, according to sources. Following the meeting, VFW Executive Director Bob Wallace issued a statement calling the session very productive. He said, "We discussed current legislation that would better care for veterans, and we discussed current operations inside the VA. It was a good meeting." Shulkin under fire after going on vacation, then lying about it. But that's just how they're going to get him out. Okay? That's just how they're going to get him out. Supposedly, there's appointed forces inside the VA now that want to see Shulkin go. And that's, remember when he made, after this all bubbled up, he said he was going to deal with this stuff? Remember that? It was kind of an odd comment. All right, that's what this meeting's about, evidently. The story in Stars and Stripes about the military's leaving Yongsan, which is inside Seoul. It's a base downtown. I've been there. Yep. And this interesting story. Ship that participated in Pearl Harbor attack found off Japanese coast. The discovery of the destroyer Isokazi was kept from the public until this month to distance the find from a highly publicized survey of the legendary World War II super battleship Yamamoto, which was found nearby in the 1980s. So, the Isokazi participated in the Pearl Harbor attack. So that's recently been located after it was sunk off the coast of Japan. And then task and purpose. Nothing I would bring to your attention. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear Jim Bathurst in part three of three. So whatever you do, trust me, don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.